This week on Video Death Loop.
The Burger King Kids Club. It's just for fun and just for you.
Plus, how many apples are we talking about? Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and my nomination for co-host for this week is Aaron Littleton.
John, I accept your gracious nomination, and I'm ready to fulfill the duties of co-host. The honor, the privilege of co-hosting. Good. You can lay it across my broad shoulders, and I will fulfill this office to the fullest of my abilities for the people of Video Death Loop.
For the people that listen to this podcast, I got the book in front of me, the podcast Bible.
Uh-huh.
The first 20 pages are usually the sponsor ads. Don't worry about that. Just put your hand on it. Like, do you solemnly swear?
I solemnly swear to give the offer code VDL for 25% off my next order of co-hosting.
Mm-hmm. That would almost that would work so well if co-host was still a social media platform at this point too.
I mean, I guess technically it's still there.
I don't even think the website's up anymore, actually. I think they we froze it and then it's just gone at this point. I think you had like a little time.
Really?
To back it up.
I thought it was still like kind of. Is that a new development?
That was a development of November of last year, I think.
Okay. How checked out I am on the alternative social media game.
I'm so jealous. Please, like, teach me your checked out ways on this. Well, I need to be out of this machine.
What you do is you just block everything on your phone that has a feed, and then you're good. Just uninstall it or don't open it. And then what I did is I went through my phone, is I got rid of everything that had a feed on it. And then I found some way that I could display how much time I had spent looking at my phone that day on like the main home screen.
Oh,
so when you turn it on, when you turn my phone on, the very top like widget on my phone is my badge of shame of how much I've looked at my phone for the day. And I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, it's ticking
up. I'm a terrible goblin, man. I've got to set it down. It's just this constant shame reminder. And so that has led me to like look at my phone less.
Please tell me it includes seconds on there, so you just see it ticking upwards every second you're on your phone.
It only goes to minutes. It's just minutes.
It kind of like there was that movie about maybe 15 years ago that I think it was Ewan McGregor in it, but it was like the sci-fi where people, the only currency was time, and you just paid with like your life expectancy to go to things. And like it's just like everyone had like a wrist thing that they could show at any time to show how much life they had left to give on it.
Oh,
it was
wow.
Like down to the second. It was kind of like that, but your phone going upwards.
But it's also an incredibly apt comparison because it is that. It's because it's not like you get to live forever just because you're not paying with your life. You're just looking at, I don't know, pictures of, I don't know, what do people look at on social media these days? Pictures of Donald Trump, I guess.
Dogs, yeah, cats. Like, you know, they're still popular currencies. Dog, you know, animal stocks are still pretty high up there. Those never quite went away, thankfully.
John, can I ask you one of my famous, I won't call it an open-ended question, but sort of like free-thinking, like question that's going to come at you from out of nowhere.
This is exactly why I nominated you for co-host. Please elaborate.
Okay, I know this is like a big 180 on what we were talking about, but I was eating some chips earlier today, which I love.
Hell yeah.
Chips are great. They might be the best food. Don't at me because I'm not on social media. But chips are great. But I was pretty disgusted by the whole bag situation. I'm like, this is not an ideal sort of, I don't know, receptacle for chips, a distribution method for chips for the consumer, the chip consumer. And I mean literally one who consumes chips.
Mm-hmm. The chipsumer.
Yes. Yeah, the chipsumer. Right. I fully expect that somewhere along the lines, I'm not saying that the chip bag is irrational. I know better than that. The chip bag is not irrational. But it's irrational to me. I don't know that it's a great receptacle for chips for a consumer. So if you could choose your own like consumer focused chip dispensing shape, what would it be? Because I'm saying these bags are fucked, right? Like they're weird and loud because they're made out of some sort of like aluminum laminate cellophane. I don't know what chip bags are made out of these days, but they're weird and loud and they don't protect the chips, right? Like they get crushed. You know, there's all, if you set something on top of a chip bag, you get a bunch of chip like pieces, which are not great. And they're awkward to like keep around. You know, they just don't easily go places, you know, partly because they don't protect chips and partly because they're just these weird floppy things that have to be like either on top or just sort of alone. So what's the ideal consumer focused chip distribution, like shape, method? Like, what is it?
Before I answer your question, are you talking about all bags as a container itself for chips? Are you like small, medium, large, or is it like certain ones that annoy you?
I think it's kind of, yeah, I think it's all of them. I think they all have the same innate problem. I guess the chip bag that bothered me the most was like a big family size bag of Doritos.
Bothers us all.
Yeah. Right, but like in such a low-key way that I'd never really questioned it before. I think it's just when I was born, that's what Doritos bags looked like, you know, more or less. That's how they functioned, more or less. And it hasn't changed, so it's easy to just say like this is just how things are. But it's not. Some company, the Doritos company, took a look at like, you know, how can we get these chips out to these fucking slobs at like with the least cost to us, right? Like they're focused on what they can do, which is, you know, save any kind of nickel they can while trying to sell us, you know, fried corn mush with cheese powder on it.
Yeah, that was the top of the PowerPoint slide also, just like how can we sell to these fucking slobs.
And so they don't care. They don't care what my end experience of getting these chips out of this bag is, or using the bag or storing the bag. They don't care. They just need to get these chips to me in a very specific way, like a cheap way, and ones that, you know, I guess grocery stores kind of have to put up with it. You know, they have like specialized fucking shelves that the chips go on. Because you go on the chip aisle.
Whole fucking aisle of chips.
The chip aisle, it's just a little different than all the other aisles, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit different.
Staring at the soda.
Because chip bags are just fucking garbage. And so I just want to design, even if we can't affect it, I want to design the perfect world for chip distribution.
Okay. My answer to this, and it may not be the most the most thrifty solution.
It doesn't have to be. It needs to be a consumer focused chip bag.
Okay.
A consumer focused chip or not a bag, a consumer focused chip receptacle.
It's not a bag at all in this case. It is a clip. Yeah. I'm imagining we already have like the Pringle can, the Stacks can of chips going up and down the line, like in a theoretical column. Now Pringles never are like that. You turn over the Pringle can to make sure like, oh, it doesn't have any crumbly bits on it. Okay, this one's good. Put it in the cart. But what I'm thinking is like, what if we just made like a gigantic Pez dispenser? Essentially, you can reload like a clip of chips into it. wear it around your belt. Anytime you want chips, you load them like you load it up. It's on the top, on the side of it, like a strap, like where you have like your cell phone or something, uh-huh. like your dad. You load it up. You have a chip. You have it with you at all times. Like when you run out, you go to the store. You reload your clip.
Oh, so it's like a reusable clip that you could sort of, I don't know.
You might have to wash them.
Larger chip. I don't know, vending machine or something. And
See, but no mechanical parts. It's just like a Pez dispenser. It like loads up from the bottom.
I get it. I'm saying that the machine at the store that reloads your chip clip.
Oh, I'm thinking like ammunition clips, basically. Like already
I get what you're saying, but are you then buying like a larger bulk size of chips that you're then taking one chip out of at a time and then loading into this clip? Like, how is your clip getting reloaded? Or are you throwing that clip away and getting another clip worth of chips every time you go to the store?
Oh, it's incredibly wasteful. We throw that clip away.
I mean, yeah, I didn't say the best chip dispenser for the environment. You know, fuck a bunch of the environment in this specific scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is fine. You are introducing an element of whimsy into this that I certainly do appreciate. There's nothing whimsical about a bag of Doritos. I do have some questions about the feasibility of getting chips into a clip without them cracking in some way. I mean, that seems pretty fraught when you get right down to it.
That's a good point. That's you do have to have like some sturdy edges on that to reload it in there. Otherwise, if you're not paying attention, you're driving down the road and you're trying to load up this clip of chips while driving down the road to go right later on while like at a red light to pull another. Like clip safety is important, first of all, everyone. But
This is like so much more entertaining than like what I was thinking. Because I was thinking of like a rigid box. That was after my 10-minute description of
like a
of
fucking like Amazon Prime
I've
box.
Thinking, you just get like a box of chips instead of. I mean, I don't know, John. I'm just saying it covers a box. A rigid box covers a lot of bases.
Like
right?
a fucking like, meal because, plan, but it's just like a box of chips that comes to your door every week.
You just open it up. There's chips in there.
Just unprotected.
By a box.
What if they have packing peanuts in the box too? It just like kind of mix
it's
up
the same
in
goddamn
it.
Thing as chips. We've proven that on this very podcast. You can eat a packing peanut. It's fine.
It's like a really, really unnutritious meal plan that gets sent to your door every week.
Box. Chip subscription service comes in a box. Open it up. Eat the box. Or I guess you don't eat the box. Eat the chips in the box. Throw
Hold
the box
on now.
Away. Or recycle the box if it's recyclable. Mm.
I mean, like it could be like a soup bowl. You know, like we talk about soup bowls for other things on the podcast, but what if, you know, like for like just like disposable, you can eat the box.
Oh, you mean like a big, oh, like a bread soup bowl.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess though, is it like shrink wrapped then? And you got to peel the shrink wrap off of your bread bowl of chips.
I guess then.
Open it up. I am really worried. And I learned this from you about the effect that bread has on things that it is stored with. Because the bread will like absorb all of the moisture or it keeps the moisture. There's something about bread that like happens when store it with other like baked goods. And that does worry me just a little bit that we might get that effect on the chips in the bread bowl.
You can keep like a piece of bread with like cookies and stuff, like other doughy things, and usually that kind of keeps the moisture in like a sealed bag. We're going back to bags again, unfortunately, on that. But I think you're relatively safe on chips, but I don't know if the moisture would affect on that part. So
I'm okay with running some scientific studies to see if the bread bowl, because I do like the idea that you're eating the bread bowl afterwards, and you're just getting a real carb bomb there.
Yeah, yeah, getting hooked on carbos, basically.
Carbos, man.
Yeah.
Tear it up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess like the answer is either, and I'm 100% confident in this, it's either some sort of like ammo clip filled with chips that you eject one at a time and wear on your waist like a dad cell phone, or a rigid box. I feel like it's one of those.
Both are the American way of life. Both are American as canned ravioli, man. That's the
exactly
way.
Right.
Also, as American as the clip I'm about to show you this week on Video Death Loop that I've been holding off for a little bit. Weirdly related, but in a no chips, unfortunately. That's a little out there, but it is related to a couple other things that I had to like search to make sure we hadn't watched it before. So
okay,
you have no idea though. You have no idea.
I do
what
not.
Video.
I'm only co-hosting. My responsibilities only extend so far.
As is your American right on that. So I'm going to show you the video though. We're going to watch it together in 3, 2, 1.
Oh boy. The Burger King Kids Club.
Do you remember the BK Kids Club, Aaron?
I definitely remember the BK Kids Club. You had like the cyberpunk kid.
Yeah.
And the other ones.
Yeah, there was one in a wheelchair, I remember, and one took like photographs or something.
Yeah. You had them all. All the kids. Cyberpunk kid. Yeah. Girl kid, you know.
Yeah, that's all there. This is one of those clips that like it's a minute long commercial, first of all, which is kind of weird already for that, but it's, I don't know what they were trying to do with this. There's like some like in picture in picture stuff happening and burgers being stolen and taken to other dimensions. It's weird.
Yeah, this is like, I'm not sure what this is. It's like, it almost has that feeling of like a video that would be at the front of like a VHS tape. You know, like they paid to get a commercial before the movie on your VHS tape.
Because
it's a little bit higher quality than you would expect out of the Burger King Kids Club. Generally, right? Like that animation is not too bad. You know, you've got some real, there's a lot of different frames of animation. There's, you know, shading. There is also like a movie sort of theme, right? Where a guy like comes out of something and then slides down a reel of film.
Mm-hmm.
Is this related somehow to like Burger, like not burgers, obviously it's related to burgers. What if it fucking wasn't? What if there's all these goddamn burgers in this video and it's not about burgers?
It's an anti-Burger King, burger commercial from Burger King, just like telling you, hey kids, you know what's not cool? Fucking burgers. We're sick of that shit.
I think I'm just ready for like, this is gonna go off and then it'll be like, and now for your feature presentation, and it's like North the movie.
I think you're right, man. I think there was that time in the 90s where we will do anything to get you into a fast food establishment. You want a fucking mug? We got them. They have Garfield. They might have lead in them. Don't worry about that. It's Garfield. Yes. Like McDonald's had but McDonald's also had the VHS tape. So I wouldn't be surprised if Burger King also had that too.
It seems right. I remember one time, and it wasn't like, I mean, it's not been real, real recent, but there's something about like getting a movie when you order food that like I ordered a pizza and it came with a copy of Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Like, hell, it's just, yeah, a little like slipcase DVD. It's like, I don't know, man. It's like 2009. Here's your pizza and a copy of Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
That's a pretty good evening, I think.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not, it wasn't too bad. I mean, but it was just one of those bizarre, like, yeah, it's become incredibly cheap to distribute media on, you know, DVDs, and here's a film that we paid no money for the rights for, or somehow like Pizza Hut already owned the rights to Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey through some corporate acquisition that happened that no one was paying attention to.
Oh yeah, they just it just happened to show. I was like, guys, do we own Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey? It's like, no, we're a food company. We're Yum Brands. We have multiple brands. We don't have movie brands. It's like, I think we own this movie. This only this movie.
Yeah, just this one. Somehow it was like Columbia's TriStar Records Club owned it, and they sold out to Hooters at some point, and now we own Hooters. Which means, yeah, we own Bill and Ted.
Yeah, you got to get rid of all these like copies that are stuck in like one specific warehouse somehow. You might as well add a pizza on top of it.
Why not? Yeah. Absolutely, why not?
Yeah, there's a thing, like the BK kids, they're animated and they come to life and they steal a burger from the guy who then realizes his burger's missing, and instead of going to figure out where the burger is in this location, goes outside the film from a green screen to go to the editor and steal his burger.
Yes. And then the editor sees the BK kids? No, he sees the guy. Mm-hmm. He sees the guy, an animated version of the guy with his burger in his editing booth, and then steals it from him somehow. Although there is a moment in this where the editor who is stealing his burger back, which means there's still sort of a lost burger in this situation.
Yes.
The initial burger never turns up. We suddenly lose that plot just a little bit.
You are right. That's exactly what I was getting at. What happened? The BK Kids Club got away with theft on this.
Yes,
like, they got
thieves.
A burger. They're going to live like kings on that burger. Kings and queens on that one. Like, they're about like they're Smurf size, I guess, on the table.
Two apples high. Which is the official Smurf size.
Is that really the Smurf size?
Yeah. They're two apples high.
That's pretty fucking tall. I'm kind of terrified how tall Smurfs are. I'm not
well, I mean, it doesn't say which cultivar of apple, right?
like a Granny Smith apple or something?
Well, those are all, I would say, a Granny Smith apple is definitely like a 20th century apple.
Mm-hmm.
So I do wonder, like, Smurfs feel like they're kind of based on, you know, old world folk tales to some degree, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I know,
yeah,
they're like actually a 1970s French newspaper cartoon, but like the sort of idea of like little people that live in the woods and a wizard wants to eat them or whatever the fuck. Gilgamesh, it's not Gilgamesh.
Not Gilgamesh. No, that's
fucking awesome.
Lore.
Gilgamesh is after the Smurfs.
Oh shit.
He's coming after him. He's got Enkidu with him.
Enkidu's his little like mascot pup.
Wait, did they get Burger King Kids Clubified? Where Gilgamesh is like cyberpunk Gilgamesh, and Enkidu is like a dog on a skateboard or something.
Yeah, I would say yes on that. That okay. Sounds rad as hell.
And they're going after the Smurfs. They've somehow done Gargamel in. Their names were too similar, and Gilgamesh is out to get him, which seems entirely on brand for Gilgamesh. Let's be real honest.
Yeah, like definitely in the woods, they fight each other. Gargamel gets in the way. Gargamel dies. They take over the position in honor of Gargamel.
Yeah, why not? Why not? I mean, he's done all kinds of cool shit. Gilgamesh is the fucking raddest story in the world. I mean, it's also like the first story, but I don't know why we wrote any more stories after that.
We should have just stopped right there.
There's a point where, like, the sex goddess is trying to get Gilgamesh to have sex with him. And Gilgamesh is like, bros before hoes. We got some shit to do. Fuck off, sex goddess. And then he and Enki do, like, high five and chop down a forest just for fun.
Yeah, just like, that's what you do.
And then he has a crossover with the Bible. It's wild. He goes and meets Noah. It's fucked up.
I don't know. I don't remember this part.
Yeah, man. Yeah, dude. He definitely meets. I mean, it's not, you know, there's like name translation stuff going on. Right. So it's not like exactly Noah. I think it's pronounced Utnapishtha in Gilgamesh, but it's the same. It's like the guy, it's like Gilgamesh has got to go meet the guy that God warned that the flood was coming, and then he built an ark and put all the animals on it and saved him. And his name is Utnapishtha. It's definitely not Noah, guys. And that's what it says. Like, just the writer was like, I don't know, we gotta get some Bible fanfic in here to really spice it up.
It's very forward thinking, worried about copyright at that point. It's like, let's just change a couple of names and go be done with it.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's good. It's actually like a real linchpin of the story where somehow Utnapishtha, which is AKA Noah, has continued to survive since the flood because he has like a magic flower that keeps him alive.
Okay.
And he lives in the underworld. It's, I don't know. It's weird. Listen, like I said, Gilgamesh, cool ass story. And also he wants to eat the Smurfs, because why not?
I mean, like, I would imagine, like, you, if Gilgamesh and Enkidu have seen a lot of things in their time, and like, seeing the Smurfs, probably no exception on there, probably first thing they want to do is like, yeah, that sounds about right, let's eat them. Give it a shot, see how what they taste like.
But yeah, I think so. I guess what my point of that is that old world apples were pretty small compared to modern apples.
Okay.
So,
but we live in the 21st century, and 21st century Smurfs, which are a current property. They keep making movies of it. Smurfette is an influencer now, according to the new trailer for that.
Of course she is.
But they might be still two apples tall. And I'm looking at like two apples. That's like a Coke can and then some that I'm looking at right now. And that's like a little terrifying. Like if Smurfs were like, I thought Smurfs were like maybe, maybe like an old world apple or something. Like maybe like a size of a, like the height of a mouse or something, like a computer mouse or something.
It is and the more we are saying two apples high, the more I'm thinking it might actually be three apples high.
What? No.
I hate to say it. I've got it. Let me bing this real quick.
Oh my.
How many apples high are Smurfs?
Oh my God. No, I can't. If Aaron, if they're three apples high, we got to kill the Smurfs. We have to fucking murder them.
They are three apples high. They're actually three apples tall.
No,
they're three
apples tall. They must all die.
Three apples tall.
Gargamel was right. That's what I'm trying to say here.
That's three apples high. Almost as if that is small for a Smurf.
Yeah, that is that's you call pest control for that, basically, at that point.
Okay, now listen to this. Listen to this. I am on the Smurfs wiki at this point.
Okay. Looking at
Smurfs as considered as a race. Smurfs, open parentheses, race, close parentheses.
Okay.
All right. So Smurfs, the physical makeup, physically, a Smurf is usually no more than, quote, three apples tall, end quote. Okay.
That's like a tiny dog, man. It's pretty tall.
It says that the 2011 movie records them as being 7.5 inches.
Okay, yeah.
Fucking three apples high.
Yeah, like, I've never actually watched any of the current Smurf movies. I've only remembered the old TV show. And I remember I had a bunch of Smurf little figurines.
All I care about, the only Smurfs media I recognize as canon is the old cartoon.
Okay.
Because it's the only one that I was exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my old age, I have decided that my way is best. My way is the only real way. And that the rest of these, I mean, let's call them what they are. Like, legends. Okay, mm-hmm. In the Star Wars canon, all these other Smurf things are legends.
Yes.
The original Smurfs comic, no. Only the cartoon I watched when I was a kid is real.
Yeah, only the first. It is true that the first thing that you watch and recognize as a property, it prints on you at that point. That is the only thing that's true to you. So if you watch, like, just as it might be for, like, someone who maybe their first instance of the Smurfs was the movie, so it was in our case that there's no escaping it. You can't escape at that point.
True. So yeah, they're three apples tall. That is
7.5. That's tall.
When you look, I guess what throws it off, right, is when you look at Smurfs in the cartoon. They live in, like, mushroom houses.
Yeah, it's tiny.
And I guess I'm just thinking, like, so the implication is that either there are incredibly large mushrooms, like 2-foot-tall mushrooms,
mm-hmm.
or Smurfs just decorate all of their houses to look like mushrooms.
Could be both, actually. Could be very forward-thinking on that. Like, trying to, build up that plan.
Yeah.
But the other things around the Smurf in the cartoon was, like, the blades of grass and, like, flowers that were towering over them. So either everything in the Smurfs world is incredibly gargantuan, or we were just lied to in the cartoon all this time.
Just another piece of media from our childhood that's lied to us, like this commercial with these burgers.
Where's the first burger?
Where's the first burger, okay? Ketchup can't melt steel beams, so the burger is a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. It's a conspiracy by the government to make us buy a second burger even though one already exists.
Yeah. It goes away, and he gets it from another location that was, like, where it was, like, from before. So is that even the second burger? Is it just a copy of the burger from a future time?
It could, because the man has become, the animator has become the animated, because it is definitely an animated version of that guy that's pulling the burger across the screen.
Yes.
So it could have been any amount of time has passed. Like, by the time I'm a cartoon, it better be a fucking long time in the future. Cause I don't know. I necessarily want to be a cartoon.
Right. You can't trust it, right?
You see a mushroom and it's fucking 2 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. And this guy recognizes he's in a film way too quick. It's like he's known this and he's just waiting for the proper moment to go steal the editor's hamburger.
He's definitely is. The fact that he realizes that his whole world previously was a falsehood, that it was a fake world, and that he himself somehow is nothing but a refugee from this imaginative world. And all he can do is grin like a shithead at that. It's like, I think it's meant to be like he's kind of getting one over on the man, but in reality, that's an existential crisis for anyone, especially someone that just lost their burger.
Yeah.
That just lost their burger.
You're hungry at that time.
Your burger is stolen, and then your entire world is a lie, and you just fucking grin at camera. Is that what you're doing?
That's what you're doing. That's what they're doing. That's what they're showing us. And not only that, but even in the final clip, the original, like, it's a loop. It is a full loop where they go back to the BK Kids Club, who were maybe pulling the strings all along. Maybe there's a step higher. Maybe it goes up all the way to the state at this point. But they are showing that. And they got away with, like, they don't have a burger. The burger is nowhere to be seen. They have consumed the burger at this point. Where do we go from here? Burger King?
We just steal another one. and the world repeats ad nauseum. Gilgamesh cuts down another forest. Enkidu fucking does a 720 off the top of a pipe in his dog form. The goddess of love and sex goes unfulfilled. Burger King, have it your way. I'm tapping.
Oh my God. Not if I tap first.
Oh well, as the co-host, it was my duty to tap, and I did it.
I apologize for calling for the genocide of the Smurfs midway through there. I just got terrified at how tall Smurfs could be, and it just shifted my worldview. I'm ready to accept the Smurf future of tall Smurfs, but the Smurf could play basketball at that height, probably. Like,
7.5 inches at 3 apples high?
Yeah.
If we go around and purposefully develop the largest apple you could imagine, mm-hmm. I mean, does that mean that Smurfs match the largest potential apple? So if you had, a 3 foot tall apple, would you have a 9 foot tall Smurf?
I do think it works like the king's foot rule, where like you measure the size of the foot of the current king, and that's how long a foot is. I do think it works like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Smurfs are magical. They're blue. I can believe anything out of them.
Yeah, they're apparently delicious, according to Gargamel. Maybe Gilgamesh and Enkidu too.
Maybe. If anyone was going to eat a Smurf, it definitely would be Gilgamesh, though.
he would try it once. he might decide it's not for him, but...
Yeah, I guess I'm back to, everyone should probably read Gilgamesh if you haven't recently. It's real good. Mm-hmm. It's real good. They have a Dragon Ball Z fight, pretty quickly, where they're fighting and, buildings are collapsing all around them while they're fighting. It's a real Goku-Vegeta situation there.
Yeah, and they become friends afterwards. And
they absolutely do, just like in Dragon Ball Z. Listen, it's all Gilgamesh. It's all Gilgamesh all the way down. Everything cool that you like is just copying Gilgamesh.
Yeah, that I fully agree on that.
We keep finding more parts of it is the thing. Like the whole Noah part of Gilgamesh, we didn't find that until I think it's 150 years ago, if not sooner, that they found that part of Gilgamesh. So there could be more awesome parts of Gilgamesh that we haven't even read yet, that we just gotta wait on. Come on, archaeologists, dig it up.
Yeah, that is, first of all, that's a noteworthy endeavor. Make that happen on there. I want to see my future. But also, it's that is the only thing keeping this world going. Whatever the social media craze at the moment, no, you're going to skip that. Getting your chips and clips, that's a time pass.
Or
that may
a rigid
work for a while.
Box.
Or
if you're less creative like me.
I do think the rigid box works in a better bulk capacity on there. Because if I want a bunch of chips, I'd rather have a big old cardboard box of chips, honestly. But that's been the Video Death Loop, Burger King's the burger loop episode. On that, we learned a lot today. Ancient stories, Burger King, Smurfs, and this is all. All thanks to you listening to Video Death Loop today. You would have not learned any of this through other sources of the media. There's no other way to find out about any of this. Wikipedia is a lie. It's not there.
They won't tell you anything.
You go to Wikipedia.com, but do you ever remember going to Wikipedia.com? You think you did. Do you?
There's only two websites that we believe on the entire website. One is Video Death Loop. True. Number two is the Smurfs Wiki.
Also true.
We believed that once it told us that they were 3 apples high, we're right on with it.
Yeah, facts are facts, and the fact is we didn't know how tall Smurfs were for sure, and we had to look that up. And the only way to look that up is we typed in the SmurfsWiki.com or whatever website it was. Don't go.
Sadly, it is a fandom wiki.
Oh damn. Okay, that's not worth. It's not. Those aren't real either, actually. But you like everywhere else on the internet that it's you know, you think you're going to, it's all a simulation. It's all just it's all little pieces that you think you're going to different things. It's just like you know, synapses in your head or something. But no, this is truth. Truth right down the drain here.
Yep.
But if you want others to see that, tell a friend. Tell a friend all about Video Death Loop. Season 9 and more. Like, there's a lot for them to go through if they want to find an episode they like. There's surely there something sure they want to loop.
Can you find the episode where we ate a packing peanut live on the podcast?
We can't. I don't remember which one.
Let us know, please. I don't remember what that was, but we did it.
Yeah, questions at videodeathloop.com. We're not sure which episode that is, actually, off the top of her head. So, but we did it. We actually did eat a packing peanut. We talked about it previously before the episode. And I don't remember it tasting like anything, actually.
No, it doesn't really. Mm. It doesn't at all.
Yeah. Review us on your favorite platform. Subscribe. Do all the other things that make a podcast keep on going, because we appreciate that. And, you know, maybe like maybe others will appreciate it too. That just helps the word of mouth is how we keep things going.
Yep.
Aaron, as co-host, do you have any last words for this
week? Folks, have a good week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.